oddly out of proportion.
We wanted to be able to fly in more people than put up those mansions.
Sure. Absolutely. Makes
That's
sense.
Fair enough.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. Cool. And then next year will be, I'm sure, a bigger venue.
We're already straining at our walls.
Yeah.
Are we recording? I mean, we should be talking about that.
Well, we're talking about it. We should say here, hey, everybody, we're here at the Barnes & Noble up in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and we are hanging out with Mark Spector and Brian Lenz. They are the organizers, originators, geniuses behind Grand Con that is coming this year for the first time in September, right?
Yes, September.
September
20th through 22nd.
20th through 22nd. Yeah. 2013 in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Where is the venue?
It is on Prince Conference Center and Calvin College campus.
Okay,
fantastic. Right off the East Beltline.
Yep. Excellent, great. So they were kind enough to invite us up here to their game night up here at the BNN, and they let us play some prototypes, played some other games, and we had a great time. So thank you guys so much for inviting us up here.
Absolutely,
yeah, it was awesome.
We had a great time.
We'll definitely be back in the future.
Yeah.
And I have no doubt, honestly, that the largest crowd we've ever had was in part because we said, "Hey, prototype night, you guys are coming up." I mean, that was awesome.
It's been an ongoing thing, you know, to build the West Michigan Tabletop Gamers.
Yeah.
Which has been amazing so far, and it just keeps getting bigger. And then with our pursuit of Grand Con with these prototypes, that was awesome. You guys, we're very thankful for you guys bringing those. Yeah,
well, where have you been? And I'm really impressed how much you guys have put into building the community up here. And I think that you're to be commended for that. So well done.
Yeah, I'll take full credit for that. I've pushed hard. Mark's had a lot of communication with more people up the chain in the board
okay.
gaming realm, you know, right?
Yeah, it was kind of a wonderfully interesting compliment. Brian has definitely been like in the trenches, meeting all the individual people and pulling them together as a group. And completely unbeknownst, you know, I was doing my thing, working on my Grand Gaming Academy demo team and, you know, allying with small and medium publishers. And so now we've kind of brought both halves together to this great, you know, gaming confluence. Yep. So
that's great.
Yeah, definitely. It's a wonderful endeavor that West Michigan has been starving for, I think. You know?
I agree.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, there's enough people here to support a good-sized convention.
Right.
I'm just so excited that we're going to have one here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and it's really cool to talk to you guys and other people we've talked to that have tried to do stuff like this.
Mm-hmm.
Not nearly as organized as you guys are.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying you're organized enough. I have no idea because I don't know how to do this, but you are light years ahead of the other people we've talked to that have done
right.
this.
Well, I'll tell you this.
Well, we appreciate that. Yeah, absolutely.
It was very interesting. You know, half of the convention's gaming, half is comic books, and there's a gentleman out in Muskegon, Lang's Collectibles.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's going to be at the show. And one of the comments he made when we were bringing him on board to be a vendor, he said, "I have no idea why a convention cannot hang on in Grand Rapids." But he followed that up by saying, he says, "You guys have put forth more effort than anyone I've ever seen. And if anyone's going to make it happen, you guys are." And that was, you know, huge compliment. We were very grateful to hear somebody say that. And, you know, it's been a lot of serendipity and a lot of hard work. And, you know, it's just coming together. I mean, every time we turn a corner, something amazing drops in front of us.
Exactly. You hear, you know, how the dominoes fall, right?
Yeah.
But it's just been one positive tick after another, which is, it's inspiring for us because, you know, we both, you know, Mark's family man, and I've got my daily life that, you know, so we've got a lot of things going on outside of here as well.
Sure.
You know, you know, I've gone through, you know, as you guys know, I've had my parents pass. I've been going through a lot,
sure.
you know, on the personal side, and so it's been a battle, an uphill battle, but at the same time, every time we turn the corner, it's like, hello, here's another great thing for Grand Con.
Yeah. Right. Hello, there's a podcast right out of Southwest Michigan. Let's talk. Like, seriously?
Yeah, for sure.
You know?
Well, that's how we felt when we heard about the convention.
Right.
Really?
Holy
Grand
cow,
Rapids?
Really?
That's you know what
amazing.
I mean? I'll be honest, when you first hear Grand Con, it's a convention in Grand Rapids. I mean, my immediate thought was skepticism. Like, oh, okay.
Really?
And then I started looking at what you guys had, and I was like, oh, no, this is going to be legit.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah, and,
we're
you know,
real. Yes.
Going
yes.
in, we had no idea what to expect. We didn't know if the gamers would embrace us. We didn't know if the gaming and comic book stores would embrace us. We didn't know, you know, what kind of reception we were going to get. But there, from the people we rubbed elbows with at Origins and Gen Con, to the shops that we've walked into, to everyone we've talked to, everyone's like, Grand Rapids needs this, and it's just been awesome to see this crazy upward spiral. Mm-hmm. I mean, with you know, we walked into Celebration Cinema to be hopefully be a sponsor, a partner with the show, and within 5 minutes, we walked in there hoping to get a room sponsorship. Or
I don't even think I had my pen out of my pocket. it was like, okay, let's do it.
Yeah, he said, I want to sponsor the whole show, and I jumped in my seat. I couldn't believe it that somebody who is in the position that that Steve Van Wagoner is in at Celebration Cinema saw our vision after a 5 minute conversation and said, yeah, we want to be seen as an organization that helps bring this to town. And actually, that's real important. You know, we are Grand Con presented by Celebration Cinema, and they've helped us with support, they've helped us with advice, and they're definitely helping create this reality for Grand Rapids and for us.
You know, that's awesome. not to forego some of the other folks too. Like, we have Eric Bauer from Gaming Paper here locally.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, very, very enthusiastic gentleman for Grand Con. And wants to see it happen more than life itself. So, you know, and that goes back to say, you know, just what we were saying before, it's West Michigan's been starving for this, as I put before, but it's kind of a good time. That's what I mean. I started West Michigan Tabletop Gamers just because I wanted other people to play with.
Yeah.
You know, totally understandable.
And it's like, you know, like, really? And then all of a sudden the doors just open up, like, mm-hmm. you know, here come the floodgates. And then Mark and I have had several encounters over the past 5 years of bumping into each other, and finally we just culminated the two paths that we had, you know, and put them together and made what we have so far, and it's just only going to get better.
And one other sponsor that's worth bringing up that came to fruition literally today.
Ooh.
Meijer.
Oh, really? Oh,
awesome. So pretty sweet to have, you know, the largest grocery chain in, you know, Michigan on our side.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Our charitable partner?
Yeah, that's equally important. Yes, $1 of every admission is going to go to Helen DeVos Children's Hospital.
Oh, that's great.
Back in October, I'm sure almost every listener and you guys know about Extra Life.
Yeah,
We organized an Extra Life event at Schuller. Under the guise of board gaming, because it's usually a video gaming event.
Right,
and we actually raised just shy of $3,400 for them, and they're just all about...
Well, granted, this is Mark came to me, he's like, dude, we got to do this.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yes, we do. And this was literally like, what, maybe a month and a half?
Yeah, we had about 6 weeks to organize the whole thing.
And we raised $3,400.
That's fantastic.
You know, in just a short period of time. If we would have had a whole year to work on it, I mean, who knows? It could have been seven times that month.
Crazy,
right?
You know.
And I'm also proud to say that I was one of the top fundraisers nationally. So sent me
awesome.
So a special pair of Extra Life dice.
Nice.
That was pretty sweet.
Fantastic.
So,
cool.
Wait a minute, you didn't tell me that.
I'm claiming one of those. Yeah.
Can you tell us some of the special guests that are coming to the show?
Sure. Well, first of all, we have a gentleman by the name of William Stout, otherwise known as Bill Stout. He is an artist and a movie guy behind the scenes mostly for 20, 30 years out of Hollywood. We're going to be flying him in from California, and he's going to be giving a presentation on, you know, for artists and how to thrive and survive in the illustration and movie industry. He's a friend of a friend of a friend who we managed to get hooked up through, and
cool.
a huge coup for Grand Con. I mean, an inaugural show to have a guy like him coming on board.
That's great.
Holy mackerel. That's amazing.
He just to list a couple movies that he's had art, direction, and creativity in is Jurassic Park.
Oh wow.
I believe, and I could be misspoken, but I believe Alien, but Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Pan's Labyrinth.
Holy cow.
Masters of the Universe.
Yes. Win right there.
Right. Absolutely. So, you know, with his arm length resume and the history he has in the artistic realm, I mean, he brings a lot to the table for us. And he's up for our inaugural show. He's definitely an A-list for a kickoff show.
That's fantastic.
We're also, I mean, this is not on the other end of the spectrum. There's a gentleman coming in by the name of Tim Kenyon. He has his own publishing company called Capstan Comics. He's right out of Midland, Michigan. He successfully kickstarted his own book called End Time, book 1 of 4. Back in October, and I was very grateful to be a supporter, and it's just every time I talk to the gentleman, it's exciting. He's thrilled to be coming to Grand Con. I actually wrote up a review of it on the Drunk on Comics. They're a podcast. They have a website, too. So I did a review of End Time for their website. They were so excited by the review that I did, they started passing it around. Tim called up Gary Kissel, who did the art for End Time, and now Gary's coming to the show.
That's great.
I mean, this, another artist just out of the blue, his writer partner calls up and goes, "Hey, you want to come?" "Yeah, I want to come."
Another Michigan native, Andrew Peepoy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Fantastic artist. Worked on some Simpsons and Jack of Fables, you know.
Okay.
So he's had, he works for ID, you know, IDW. Right?
That's familiar, yeah.
Yeah, it's one of the... Yeah.
He does a lot of our artistic direction for them.
Okay.
But being... it was amazing. This goes back to what we were saying, how, you know, Domino's falling in just the positive direction. But he just Facebooked us and said,
"Hey,
I'm from Holland. I'll be up here." We're like, "What? Okay." You know, just out of the blue, you know. And we looked up his credentials and just to say, you know, because Mark's more of into the artistic side as far as the comics than I am.
Uh-huh.
But I had no idea. Mark wasn't quite sure right off top. And then we looked him up and we're like, "Oh, yeah, that's awesome."
So,
you know, Andrew Peepoy, Mark Nelson.
Mark Nelson, gentleman out of Texas. Another gentleman who's had 25, 30 years in illustration. We're going to be also working with Kendall College to arrange a special seminar for students there.
Cool.
Well, that's great. Coordinate that through Greg Horvath, who is illustration instructor there. So
he's actually running a class on how to create your own comic book from start to finish.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
So and honestly, there's a handful of other people that we're not mentioning, and a good swath of local talent too. People who aren't on the national stage, but who have put their heart and soul into their work locally.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so they're coming to the show. And,
yeah. If you were to go to you know, grand-con.com, you're going to be able to see who we've been able to put up on our website so far, and there'll be more listed there as well as the website develops more. But it's definitely in good standing right now. Registration's right; it's rocking and rolling. You can register right now.
Okay.
You know, so we have. Besides the various individuals that are coming, you know, everything's kind of, you know, all the pieces are coming together, making the puzzle fit. Yeah.
Now, I don't know how far along your schedule is, but do you have any events you want to talk about that you're planning?
Absolutely. We have a group called the Mind's Eye Society coming in doing LARPs on Friday, Saturday night, and Sunday afternoon.
Excellent.
We're going to have a Settlers of Catan pre-qualifier.
World championship
pre-qualifiers. Oh, a lot of words there to put them in the right order.
Right.
We're going to have actually the same game library that goes to Gen Con, the largest gaming convention in the United States.
Oh, yeah.
We'll also be at Grand Con.
Awesome.
That was a huge coup for us. You know, I mean, you can't beat that.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's about as good as it's going to get.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
Right. That's right. I mean, by the time our show happens, I mean, we're looking at 1,000-plus games that will be accessible all weekend long.
Fantastic.
And go into the library area and check out and play right there.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, till you can't stay awake anymore, we'll have to call someone to bring you home. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool.
But that along with a couple Magic tournaments.
Oh, yeah. A Mox tournament.
Yep.
Great. Okay.
We're working with Arcane Wonders.
Oh, yeah.
Who's also a sponsor of Grand Con.
Okay.
They're the developers and behind Mage Wars. Which is
currently appearing on the BGG hotness.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're working with them to, you know, for a couple seminars. We want to do some game design workshops.
Sure.
As well, you know, so there's, you know, if you step back and you look at some of the other conventions that have been around for 30, 45 years, as we know, we're extrapolating off of that and creating kind of that mini pebble in the pond that eventually will ripple out and put Grand Rapids on the map.
That
I mean, there's a lot of good things going on for Grand Rapids, and it's a nice fit, that's for sure. It's a nice fit.
Yeah, we're also going to have a media room with films and seminars of all different kinds, and then much like Origins and Gen Con, scheduled games. So, you know, on the hour where you're basically taught the game, you buy your ticket, you're taught the game, and, you know, you walk away saying, "Hey, that was an awesome experience."
Cool.
And there's still a lot in the works. I mean,
I'm sure. Yeah, it's still pretty early. Yeah.
So many moving parts.
Yeah.
It's amazing and fun.
Every day I have to go back and revisit my email block. You know, kind of kind of put a handle on what's what and where what is going. So
yeah.
It's yeah, we've got a lot, and you know, the Prince Conference Center too for at Calvin College, the coordinator there's been amazing to work with.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
sorry, let's not give short shrift to you know, role playing and minis games. Our role playing room, you got to love this. It's actually called the Fireside Room. It's flanked on either side by two floor-to-ceiling fireplaces.
Oh, wow. Nice.
If there is a better room in Grand Rapids to meet your friends in a tavern at kind of a vibe, I don't know it. It's an amazing space. That's and, great. And you know, for anyone who wants to do miniatures events, we're going to have those going on as well.
Excellent.
So all under that scheduled gaming thing.
Right. We may be looking at... We're still coordinating it, but taking on and on. There's a thing called the Iron GM. And we're it's, you know, we're not going to go on the national level, if you will. It's just for the first year, it's a lot to take on.
Oh yeah,
it's a big event. If we get to a point where it might happen, we can do it local. We can do what's called local Iron GM. So we're looking into that as well. You know, and Eric from Gaming Paper is, you know, donating for all the GMs are going to have his gaming paper at the tables. And
great.
We're also having a. It was Dark Tier Studios.
Oh yeah,
yeah. There's a gentleman here in town. I'm forgetting.
Sterling Hybeck.
Sterling Hybeck.
He put up a project called a Procurator, which is a basically a customizable, at the ready tool for when you're doing your role play gaming. So they're going to be at the show as well.
Oh, okay.
So featuring his product, running games with his product. So pretty cool.
Yeah, he's developing. He's a software developer, and he's developing a. Tablet and a phone application where you can create any type of player character. So it's kind of an overarching and overture to role playing games.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what he's bringing to us is that he's going to have going around, you know, a table set up so like you check out his invention, if you will. And then so for people that are into the RPGs and play it.
Like a visualizer to a picture of the character.
Well, it's a manipulative character sheet, if you will.
Okay.
So you can, if you like playing Dungeons and Dragons, you like playing The One Ring, you like playing
Traveler,
whatever.
Okay.
So it's a generic manipulative web sheet that, if you will, that you can change to fit whatever game you're in.
That's
running.
Nice.
That's
so,
great. That's cool.
Yeah,
that's
really and
cool.
That's local too. Idea. He's developing that locally.
Cool.
So and he's making that for you know, for tablet, for the electronic side of life, since we kind of live it now. So
right.
Absolutely.
Now I understand you've been working with a friend of ours, John Mahler from from Unpub. So you're gonna have some Unpub stuff going on.
We hugely believe in the Unpub movement, if you will.
Yeah.
And we definitely want to support that. It's not just about having the established published games there. We want to have the creative folk come out and show off their wares. And you know, if you happen to have a good conversation with Arcane Wonders or you know, one of the other publishers who might show up, hey, all to the better. It's also going to be a stable full of professional artists there if you need some art created for your game. So, wow, oh my gosh, what a coincidence. So,
right,
you know.
Yeah. I mean, it's overwhelming. We're trying to make, you know, the best experience out of what most have said can't be done, and it's happening.
Yeah.
You know, so
it's very exciting.
It is absolutely. And John is one to do that.
Yeah, man,
you know,
that's true.
John is one to do that. He's a great guy.
He sure is.
He brings lots to the table, and for the Unpub experience, which would be amazing to have him. And he's already said, you know, we're gonna have a presence here. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, John can make it.
Hopefully, he can.
Yeah.
We talked to him a few months ago, and he said he was gonna do his best to make it.
Yeah,
he's excited about it. So hopefully, he can be here.
Yeah. So we're about 6 months out now, right?
Indeed.
Okay, what are your fears?
Can you put a cricket sound effect in at this point? So, you know, obviously there's a fear that no one shows, but we like to think we've put together a pretty clever vendor incentive program. Basically, from the beginning, we knew because this was untried and untested in Grand Rapids that we needed community investment, not just in the sense of vendors showing up, but... Mm-hmm. Basically, we want those vendors to send their friends and their family and their customers to us.
Mm-hmm.
So we actually have a program in place that incentivizes them to do that. And if every one of those people sends 20, 30, 40 people, that'll just be a blow the doors off the space type of convention. Mm-hmm.
And we, you know, it's our first year. We don't know what to expect.
Sure, sure.
It's tough, right?
I mean, it's a big unknown. It's a wave. We don't know where it's going to go. Yeah. So it could crash hard, or it could go. But we, you know, I don't foresee that. Yeah. You know, when you have a company with, you know, Jack Lokes Theaters or Celebration Cinema, gotten behind you, and a comment comes out of someone that's been in the marketing realm for several years, well versed, and he says he doesn't anticipate us being any less than 1,500 people to start. Well, I'll go on his word.
That's encouraging. That was a very nice vote of confidence.
That's a great start.
Holy cow.
Yeah,
that would be a head turner. I mean, I think there'd be people who go, "How did they make that happen?"
Yeah, for sure.
Oh yeah,
for
sure. And you know, those 1,500 people, you give them a positive experience, they will come back. And they will tell their friends,
right,
you know.
Yeah.
And I think the biggest thing with a convention like this is you get a couple years under your belt, and it starts to become a destination convention.
Exactly.
And as soon as that happens, you're set. I mean, then as long as you don't screw it up, you know, you're good.
That's right.
I'll be down in the Bahamas at that point, calling like, "How's it going?"
No, gonna make it back. Sorry. I mean, because you look at a thing like Gen Con. I mean, Gen Con started, you know, with just a few people,
45 years ago.
You know what I mean? Now it's
role playing in Wisconsin,
40,000 plus people every, you know, every year. And I mean, it started smaller than this is starting.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's, and granted, it took 45 years, but you know, we also live in the age of the internet. And there's a lot. There's a lot of things that are going. You guys have to your advantage that something like Gen Con back then did not have.
Yeah, like awesome podcasts who are willing to sit and talk to us.
There you go.
Yeah, you've got, you know, I mean, the word of mouth advertising because of the internet and because of, you know.
Did you say that was $10 or $20?
Hey, no, we don't do paid advertising. No, so that's not cool. Yeah, so I mean, I you know, you guys, it sounds like you're really doing it right here, and that's that's exciting, you know.
Well, and when people keep saying that, it just is an extra feather in our cap over and over again, and we just look at each other and go, "Holy mackerel, maybe we really are doing it right."
Well, and I think the other thing is, you know, I mean, when people see you so excited and trying so hard and being organized and doing it right, they want you to succeed. So they want to be a part of it. You know what I mean?
Sure. Support with
everybody wants to get into the ground floor or something, especially people in the gaming community.
Yeah, it's true.
And that's the other thing. The gaming community, if there's anything Rob and I have learned in the last year of, or just
almost
short of a year,
yeah,
doing this podcast and working on designs and stuff, is the gaming community is one of the friendliest, just most accepting communities you'll find.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're hungry to help.
And they want to support the little guy. You know what I mean? I mean, it's like, it's just like bred into gamers. Like, we will support the little guy, which is how things like Unpub work so well, because, you know, people want to try games that haven't been published yet. People don't just want to play the big company's games, you know?
Right.
I think, you know, and part of that too is, I think it's a, what I was saying though is that, you know, like you brought up with the gamers and things, and why I started West Virginia Tabletop. Well, first of all, I've been a gamer since I could remember. You know, whether it was playing Euchre or Monopoly with my aunts and uncles when I was a little kid. You know, we don't want to mention that too much now, but you grow up, you kind of, you know, lean into this industry. But I think every gamer has a spark that they're always like, you know, I want to see what I can do at another level of challenge. And they want to be social. You want to get out there and meet other people that enjoy the same thing as you do. And it's just not as open to the public as, say, like a sports event, you know, or, you know, a motor show, you know, a car show, something like that. So I think that's where that spark comes in. It's like, I want to go out and socialize with people that enjoy the same thing. And when people hear about this, they just clamor for it and grab onto it, you know.
Also, going back to your question about our fears.
I was trying to avoid that.
Sorry. No, but one of the things is, the only knowledge, I mean, I know Emerald City Comic Con actually introduced a gaming element this year, and there's a convention that we're aware of whose name escapes me up in Canada that does comic books and gaming together. But aside from a few vendors at Origins or Gen Con that may have a box of comics with them, usually a convention is a comic convention or it's a gaming convention.
It's true.
And it's not both.
Right.
And at least in my experience, the two audiences actually behave very differently. Though one of the reasons why we forged ahead with this hybrid is because I don't think anyone can really doubt that there's a huge amount of overlap between the enthusiasts
right.
of gaming and the enthusiasts
sure.
of comic books.
I mean, there are definitely the compartmentalized people who, you know, I love games, but I don't care about comics, or I love comics, but I don't care about games. But in general,
there's a lot more overlap.
They have yeah. a lot of common interests.
Exactly. I mean, and look at the games that have come out. Sentinels in the Multiverse, DC Deck Building, yeah. Marvel Legendary, and there's another one that's... oh, and the new Batman game, which I think...
yeah, Gotham City.
Yeah, Batman Gotham
okay.
City.
Yeah.
I mean... You know, and you know, I know that there's at least a handful of publishers that are working on superhero games.
Yep.
I mean,
sure.
I don't think the time is better to put those two things together and go, hey, look,
right.
these
yeah.
things.
Well,
these
and
things
another
fit.
Thing, just, I mean, for helping attendance and for helping people be interested, you know, I mean, comic stuff is big right now.
That is
because
true.
Of movies
yep.
like The Avengers and Iron Man and that kind of stuff have been yep. so successful that you've got, or even things like The Walking Dead. I mean, you've got more and more people, you know, I know people who read comics now. Who never would have read comics 5 years ago, but because they watch the TV shows and they see the movies, they now do that.
Yep.
And something like this now sounds interesting to them.
Yeah.
Whereas 5 years ago, they would have been like, boom, I'm not going to that thing, you know? So mm-hmm. I don't think there's ever a better time, unless somehow it just keeps getting bigger, you know, to where more and more people would start reading comics and stuff.
It's a good time to be a nerd.
It is. It,
that is definitely
it's,
true.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of everywhere.
It is. I mean, you know, and to your point, I mean, with the trade paperbacks coming into fruition more and more. I mean, it's making it easier for those
yep.
wannabe geeks, you know.
Mm-hmm.
just
right.
you know,
That's how I buy comics. I buy trades.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, me too. I never
yeah.
would
yeah.
because it's just
it makes it
it's
so
more
easy.
Practical.
Yeah,
you know?
It's more
yeah.
practical. It's easier.
Yeah. And a lot of the books now, you know, they I mean they'll not even just trades. They'll then make nice books with even more volumes. You know,
yeah.
you
right.
just go buy one.
Right.
It's got like 50, you know, issues
right.
in it. How awesome is that?
Right. Yeah. Instead of you know there is that. I'm searching for that one that I've
right.
missing. You know, there's that collectibility aspect, but for a reader,
yep.
right,
know.
Right,
and that's the difference
yeah.
between a reader and a collector.
Yeah, right, absolutely,
right.
absolutely.
And
but,
you're talking about just the invasion of comic books into mainstream culture. I mean, go to your local library; they have a collection
yeah.
of graphic novels to check out that'll rival any store.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of crazy. So
true.
I mean, they're there. You may not realize it, but it is there.
Yeah,
and then, you know, there's. Little bit of the you know the game day coming back to our libraries as
yeah,
well.
Yeah.
So you're seeing that influx, and we've had some association with the Kent District Library
and Grand Rapids Public too.
Grand Rapids Public as well.
Yeah, so. We actually did a 3-pronged gaming program at Kent District Library over the past couple months. So
oh, that's
just
great.
Introducing
cool.
it to
yeah.
a few different of the branches, and actually it looks like it's going to pick up and be an ongoing monthly thing at one of the branches.
Fantastic.
Awesome. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
great.
So.
Cool. Well, throw out your website again and your Twitters, and let us know how people can follow you guys, get in touch with you guys, and get to GrandCon.
Well, the website is grand-con.com.
Okay.
And the email address that's best to email us at is info@grand-con.com.
Okay.
Our Twitter address is @grandcongca.
Okay.
And our Facebook, you would just type in Grand Con Gaming and Comic Arts, and it'll take you right there.
All
right.
Mm-hmm. What am I forgetting to ask you about? What else do you want to tell me?
You are forgetting to ask us about our gigantic push for Free Comic Book Day, which is May 4th.
Okay.
So we have put together 6 prize packages valued at $80 each. It will be a combination of a $20 gift certificate to Celebration Cinema, a $20 gift certificate to Brand's Steakhouse,
ooh.
A $20 gift certificate to a local comic book store, and a Grand Con t-shirt.
Nice.
We are going to do, for anyone who registers, that is to say buys your badge for Grand Con, between May 4th, which is Free Comic Book Day, and May 31st, you will be entered for a chance to win one of those 6 prize packages. So we, you know, we're trying to get in early, you know, we're months ahead, but, you know, we want to be a destination. We want you to put it on your calendar. And if you know you're going, buy your badge in May. Come on.
Might as well.
Get it done and get a chance to win.
Why wait?
So, and we'll be doing more stuff like that as we move towards Grand Con.
We've got to say, you know, this is something more indigenous to Michigan. You know, so as far as the stores that will be involved, you know, we've got, what, Titan?
Titan out in Kalamazoo. Apparitions in Grand Rapids. Parties in Grand Rapids.
Goldmine
in Grand Rapids have all contributed thus far, and there's a few more stores who we know are... Oh, and Argos in Grand Rapids have all stepped up and given
so,
generously.
So those will be your destination locations to check out for Free Comic Book Day. and then also an opportunity for you to win one of these wonderful drawing prizes.
Awesome.
And those are great prize packs.
That's incredible. Yeah,
that's really
incredible.
Good.
And we'll have more. I mean, you know, that's just the push for, you know, get out there, take your kids if you have kids, or take yourself because you are a kid. get your free comic books, get a chance to win some cool stuff. Uh-huh. For just coming to Grand Con, first of all, for us saying thank you, and you know, for the vendors out there to say thank you as well. But we also have with Celebration Cinema, we will have some other prize opportunities coming down the road, so stay tuned for that and pay attention. That will be starting in May.
Yeah, that's when our big push happens. Yeah. When we're going to have banners in all their lobbies across Michigan.
Wow.
And Facebook and Twitter and their website.
Excellent.
So they are absolutely a support and partner in this endeavor.
Boy, that's super exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's so, you know, cool. get your tickets now, and or wait until comic book day,
yeah.
Comic book enthusiasts. And
sure.
Get signed up to come have some fun, you know, just have a good time. So it is, the Conference Center, too, does have, I wanted to mention, it does have hotel stay.
Okay.
So you wouldn't have to search too far. We do have another affiliate, which is...
Oh my gosh, Spring Hill Suites off of 28th
yeah.
Street,
okay.
Just a stone's throw from the convention
right.
itself. So,
or friends, or you know, there's mm-hmm. tents and sleeping bags. So,
so there is a special convention yeah. right at Prince Conference Center and a block of rooms, but it's not a humongous facility. So if you're coming in from any distance and you're going to stay the night, book your
really,
room now.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's, as far as their hotel aspect. Yeah, it's a smaller one, but I mean, it still can accommodate. It's almost 100 rooms, but
yeah.
It's
complimentary breakfast.
Yeah.
Ooh, hey.
Hey, that,
yes.
always, that always influences
oh,
my decision.
It's amazing, too. It's one of the best I've seen for a hotel. It's, they treat you really well, all kinds of coffees. And
fuel up for a day of gaming.
Yeah, and literally, it's connected to the conference center. So you come out of your hotel room, have your breakfast, and you're about 20 feet from Grand Con.
Yeah.
Awesome. So that's pretty nice.
That's great.
Excellent.
So we're... You know, we're in the works of a lot of things, but as far as what you're asking, if there's anything being missed, that's key. I think the
we'll get all that in a follow up interview.
Yeah,
you know, a couple weeks
sure.
or something.
Yeah.
and I'm sure we'll be talking to you guys.
We'll definitely check in again, of course, later in the year.
Yeah.
See how things are going. What news you have to add?
Right.
Brian Lenz and Mark Spector, thank you, gentlemen, so much for inviting us to hang out with you tonight, and thank you for Grand Con. We're thrilled.
Yeah, thank you. We appreciate it.
Thanks
yeah,
for coming
absolutely.
To Third Wednesday Gaming, and thanks for giving us some time.
No
yeah,
problem.
Yeah, absolutely.
Glad to do
it. You know, it's if it wasn't for that inner geek, we wouldn't be here, right? So
that's right.
Yeah.
And thank you to our listeners for checking in with us, and we'll be back in touch later. Building the Game is a co-production of Imminent Entertainment and Poorly Designed Studios.
All the ideas presented by Rob and Jason are the property of the Building the Game podcast.